96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what day I may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone got us bag a thing now. Makes through me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them as fight me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Rise Bahamas.
No food, clean water, we drink up. No me and the dog, them a link up. Big truck, 20 inch rim, just a spin up. The pioneer, just a kicks up. And a hip-hop apocalypse up.
Hello.
You can't see the star through the tint up. Plus me and the Cuban a link up. Rose gold for the Cuban link up. How much ice just a hurt and me rings up.
Okay.
From what day you may find out, everyone cock us bag a thing now. Begs through me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard they must fight me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. Me just a do it like Nike. Me just a do it like Nike. Me just a do it like Nike.
And good afternoon. Welcome to Talking Heads with Naughty. Nah, this is not Naughty today. This is your guy, Pearly. I just want to let that song play a little longer. Thanks for doing that for me, Mr. Producer. Miss my good brother, MDs. So that was nice to listen to that a little bit. But welcome to Talking Heads. Today is Thursday, May 11th, 2023. A beautiful day out there. I know yesterday when I did the show, I didn't do little housekeeping stuff, so let's get this out the way right away. If you want to call in, it's 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, Family Islanders 242-300-5726. The text line is 422-4796. I'll try to remember to say that again a little later down. So, Bahamas, what's been happening? Just before we get into the show, we have a special guest here today. But just before I introduce our special guest in the headlines today. Woman claims MP brutally attacked her. Gibson's former fiancé seeks to testify virtually in corruption trial. Judge has arguments on MP's bid to stop trial from proceeding. Bell says Department of Labor received complaints from Atlanta's workers. Atlanta says it never pressured workers to oppose RCI project. DNA testing may be required to prove paternity in citizenship matters, Bell says. I see Minister Bell making the papers all day. And Inland Revenue has been garnishing accounts since April, early April. That's a touchy one for some people. I guess there's a notice going around from Inland Revenue saying if you didn't pay your real property tax, they can take your business, take your property, whatever. So I hear some people out there making noise, getting upset about it. I can hold my comments on that for a different day for that time because we had come here to talk with something else. I got a special guest all the way from Paradise Island. Uh-huh. We got Toby Smith here, who is from the Paradise Island Lighthouse and Beach Club. And one of the people say Lighthouse and people are like, what Lighthouse and Beach Club? Okay, that's the brother who next door to RCI. And there's a little controversy. And he's here to talk some more about it. I've been following it somewhat, basically through the papers. So I'm glad I got you here today so that I can hear from the horse's mouth. So first of all, welcome to Talking Heads.
Thank you very much, Earl. I appreciate it. Good afternoon, Bahamas, and to all your listeners out there. It's a pleasure to be on your show today.
So let's take it from all the way to the beginning, from 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Just a quick synopsis. What is Paradise Island, Lighthouse and Beach Club?
So this goes back to 2012. I applied for Crown Land. I applied for all of the western end of Paradise Island, which includes the oldest lighthouse in our country, which is used to be called the Hog Island Light, built in 1817. I negotiated with the government, and 3 years ago, I was offered a Crown Land lease by the Minnis administration, and I accepted it in full. Our project is to fully restore the lighthouse, the keeper's quarters, put in a dock so that we can go over there and go and enjoy it. You can get a historical tour, cultural immersion, have a burger and a beer, nice refreshment under the shade, and be able to tour up inside the lighthouse. In restoring the lighthouse, we're going to make it super special. So we'll be using all Bahamian labor. All the jobs that we create are going to be all Bahamian. But special things like the lantern, which is the room at the very top of the lighthouse that houses the light. We're going to be using lumber from Abaco, you know, fallen Abaco pine, where it was devastated in the hurricane, you know, using those for planks and whatnot. And then using replacement steps that we have to go through in both that survived and didn't survive, Dorian, and remembering them. People that have helped us along the way, you can buy like a brick, which will have somebody's name dedicated on it. So as we build out a brick pathway, then those bricks would have names, and it's a good way for us to be able to raise capital for the maintenance and operation of the lighthouse. Okay. So it'll be the lighthouse, the keeper's quarters with the dock, so it's got its own access to it. And then down the way, there's a beautiful beach that isn't really used by Bahamians. It's all Crown land, and we want to be able to provide greater beach access for Bahamians. So the beach club, the Paradise Island Lighthouse and Beach Club, the beach club side of it, that's going to be our main revenue maker. Our primary focus is going to be on welcoming Bahamians to be able to use Crownland Beach and our guests and residents.
So the access to it would just be from the sea, or there was land access?
No. So it would be crossing the harbor. So we'll have our own dock at the beach club and our own dock at the lighthouse. And then people will be able to catch a ferry from down on Prince George Wharf, or what's left of it. Those ferry boats, they'll be able to come over. We're embracing the small ferry boat operators. They'll be bringing people over. We'll have our own catamaran going back and forth. So you could basically go over for a burger and a beer and enjoy yourself and be able to enjoy greater beach access for Bahamians. It's the last remaining untouched beach left on Paradise.
You're going to be touching it, or limited touching of it? I mean, you know, the beach. Tell me a little bit about that. Because one of the things I've seen with, I will get to the other guys who got the approval, there's some environmentalist concerns.
Yeah, lots of concerns, yeah.
And I think, if I remember, I think good brother Joe from Grand Bahama.
You're right, Joe Darville, that's right, Save the Bays. Yeah, shout out to Joe Darville. Our beach club, what we're trying to do is have a sustainable, low impact. We're going to be working with nature. We've got actually written support from every single major environmental group in the Bahamas, including Save the Bays, ReEarth, Sam Duncan, Eric Carey when he was over at the Bahamas National Trust. You name it, we've got written support from all of them.
You did your due diligence.
Yeah, well, what, not only due diligence, but we believe in transparency and accountability and communication. So from the very inception, we've involved them and explained what their plans are, and they've embraced it. And if they've got any positive criticism or even negative criticism, we're embracing that too. So we believe in leaving it natural and working within nature that's over there, not saying, you know, this plant is invasive, therefore we're going to tear it out and put in some plastic umbrellas and some Walt Disney caps or something like that. There's a challenge. So of the Crown land that's over there, Royal Caribbean just waltzed in like their royalty, really didn't do their due diligence of what was going on. The minister's administration double dealt some of the same land to RCL.
So January 2020, you had an agreement.
January 2020,
and what happened after that?
I was offered a Crown land lease by the minister's administration, and according to documents that were available at town planning, they then offered three. So my beach club is 3 acres, and they offered 7 acres to RCL, which would have almost completely run over our beach parcel. Okay. RCL were absolutely aware of this. Royal Caribbean, I reached out to them again as part of my communication and transparency to say, slow your ride. And they just, you know, waltzed on in again, thinking that they're royalty and Bahamians step on the side because they reach. And
so let me ask you this then. Did the government push you off and cancel you altogether, or they asked you to live next door to RCI, or What exactly? What did, and I'm talking about the previous government. We'll get to this government now.
Yeah, yeah.
But let's talk about the previous. What did they do to you there?
All right. So what happened was, on the 7th of January, they made me the offer. The 8th of January, I accepted the offer. This is 2020.
Okay.
The 25th of February, 2020, they wrote to RCL to say, we've given you approval in principle for 10 acres of Crown land, subject to availability. So that gave them the caveat of the way out. And so they offered me this full Crown land lease, and then Prime Minister and expressed to me on the 27th of February, so 2 days after they offered it to RCL, to push me down onto the Honeycomb Rock for my beach parcel. And I said, you know, is this a negotiation or are you just jamming it down my throat? He says that he said, and I can quote him, that RCL is not happy that we're giving you favor. As a Bahamian, right?
Okay.
So, you know, bow unto the royalty.
So you turned that down?
Well, it's not that I turned it down. I said, well, give me an offer in writing. If you're here talking to me now with witnesses, you know, write it down. He says, I don't write things. I have people write things for me. So his arrogance obviously preceded him, and it was to push me down the beach. I said, where? He scribbled on a site plan, which was to put me on Honeycomb Rock.
So you had no beach?
It would have put my beach club with no beach.
Okay.
So I said that it's not acceptable, and he went out whinging and whatnot, and then said he wasn't prepared to, you know, discuss it any further, and just went and hid in the corner. So
okay. So I know that. So what I've seen in the papers, there was some back and forth for a couple of years.
Right.
The elections were called.
Right. So they went. I sued the government. I put the government in court in, what, March 2020.
Uh-huh.
So essentially, because there's ongoing litigation, nobody should be negotiating any land that's involved in my beach parcel or the lighthouse parcel. But then you get RCL coming in talking about, you know, we ain't checking for you.
Okay.
We've got full approval and we're stampeding ahead. They had a town hall meeting a couple of years ago, and it was resounding that the public opinion of Bahamians was carry a cruise ship.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, they still carpetbagging coming into town, selling their wares, and brag about Coco Key being a number one destination and taking all the revenues that they make in the Bahamas out of the Bahamas and talking bad about Nassau.
Okay.
So.
All right. So government change.
So before government change, the Prime Minister said that he would cancel any contract for Crown land done with Royal Caribbean.
Okay.
I got support from a number of people that were in opposition before government changed, including the now Prime Minister, Glenys Hannah-Martin. Glenys Hannah-Martin, shout out to you. Thank you very much for your kind and unwavering support.
Okay.
She's made it public that she's not supporting any harebrained, quote, idea that RCL have come up with. And I believe in her and I appreciate her. And, you know, being a nationalist that she is, and what is it, five-time elected MP consecutively.
Hard to beat.
Not only hard to beat, but I think that she's hard to beat because she's got Bahamians at heart.
The support prior to the election, government change.
Right.
And I think I read in the papers the government announced that they've signed a heads of agreement. Am I correct?
I don't know about heads of agreement, but approval in principle subject to.
Sorry, subject to, you're right.
Subject to. So,
I want to quote him wrong. Sorry, yeah. Government. Agreement in principle for RCL to be there. What did they do to you? Did they push you down by the Honeycomb or?
No. So what they're saying now is, what I understand is that the government and Royal Caribbean are saying that the land, that the Crown land that Royal Caribbean are vying for is now 4 acres and doesn't include any land that's in litigation for my parcel. So they're saying on the front of it that it doesn't include, so it's only for 4 acres, not the original 7 acres.
Okay.
So maybe RCL can answer to the Bahamian people, why is it that in September of last year, they're still paying for the 7 acres? Why is it that while my court is in litigation, are they, what could be considered as contempt, continue to negotiate with the government when they shouldn't be for land that's in litigation? Why are they paying for? Think frankly, they're just trying to pull a fast one and.
But I think you'd ask the government that, because the government is, if the government is continuing, it knows it's in litigation, continuing negotiations with them. I can't blame RCL for that if the government's talking to them.
I can blame RCL, okay, because they've received a resounding no the first go round that they had town hall meetings, and when they had a town hall meeting, it was like an hour and 45 minute virtual Zoom call. And most of the time, it was spent just bragging about how wonderful RCL is and how brilliant they are. It was a sales pitch.
Mm-hmm.
And then they said, right, Bahamians, you can only ask one question, and you're limited to 2 minutes.
What? So, I mean, Bahamians in total or each person?
Each person that wanted to ask a question could only ask one question, right? However, RCL took most of the time of the call pitching this idea. And Bahamians weren't really afforded much time, or no one was afforded much time at all to be asking questions.
Were you able to ask a question?
Yeah, I asked some questions. I was actually the first one to ask questions. And as soon as I asked it, that's when they instilled this new rule that you could only ask one question. Right? So people were really irate. I got recordings of the call. I've got a transcript of the call. And, you know, talk about the fox looking after the chicken coop. When Royal Caribbean advertised this call, It was supposed to be hosted by the Department of Environmental Planning and Protection. However, what RCL did was say, if you have any questions to ask, to email them to RCL. And those questions should have gone to DEPP. So while Atlantis questions weren't answered, nor were a lot of my questions answered.
Atlantis. We're going to take our first break. But how does this affect Atlantis? Right. Where are you and where are you now in terms of opening or getting off the ground?
Sure.
So when we come back, we'll start with them. We'll talk some more things.
Thank you.
You're listening to Talking Heads and Naughty. This is Pearly filling in. We'll be right back.
After a hurricane or storm, get the Nassau Guardian's Hurricane Guide. The guide will tell you where to purchase building and cleaning supplies, waste disposal, medical care, which auto shop to go to after driving through flooded streets, and much more. The Nassau Guardian's Hurricane Guide will help to make sure everyone knows what to do in the event a hurricane approaches and after it departs. Take advantage of this double insertion opportunity plus 15 radio commercials. Contact us today, 302-2300, 302-2300, or call your account executive. Will you be prepared?
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius. Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with 4 thighs and 4 legs, fried to golden perfection, plus 4 buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius. Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together. And we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
People, what you're thinking?
We want something different. Uh-huh.
People, what you wanting?
We want local government.
I can tell them no more slunking.
We want the edge function.
I can tell them no more joking.
I forgot.
Gone down Blue Hill Road. Gone down Village Road. Gone down Nassau Road. We want local government. We want local government.
Right.
We want local government.
Share the love.
We want local government.
We are called for local government.
Sign the petition and find out more information at risebahamas.net.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. And John's is confident you will find what you're looking for among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles. We cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your your fee.
Experience the pure deliciousness of Dunkin's Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. This sweet and savory breakfast treat stacks a fluffy egg and smoked bacon, sandwiched inside a split classic Dunkin' Glazed Donut. Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Stop by your favorite Dunkin' today and take breakfast to a fun and tasty level with the Dunkin' Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
And welcome back to Talking Heads with Naughty. Our call-in lines are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Family Islanders, 242-300-5. Next line is 422-4796. One texter says, so hold on, wait. Toby has approval?
Yeah, they gave me approval on the 7th of January 2020 to say that it says, approval, Crown Land, 2 plus 3 acres, 5 acres.
Next texter, Royal Caribbean already owns an island in the Berry Islands.
No, they don't.
Why would they let them bring another operation to Nassau Harbor?
Right.
They have a bad track record on the environment, and we know that they treat behemoths like garbage in the island.
Right. And they, and that garbage, what, gets incinerated on Little Stirrup Key? So so our Bahamian name was not good enough for RCL. That key is called Little Stirrup Key. That whole key is Crown Land. Yeah. That they've hidden in the heads of agreement so that Bahamians don't get to see what the deal is. So when RCL go to what they now call Cocoa Key, which I call Little Stirrup Key.
Little Stirrup Key, yeah.
Right?
I grew up learning it as that.
Bahamians don't get a look at that in Nassau. We ain't allowed on it unless you go up there on a cruise.
And only the workers there.
And the workers are there. The manager of the island told me that when their ships come in, the foreign workers represent about 30% of the workforce. So RCL, you tell me, RCL, why aren't Bahamians good enough to do the jobs where foreigners are filing off the ship, 300 a time, whatever it is? Why are Bahamians not good enough food and serve drinks? And why are you only letting us do menial jobs like cleaning toilets, landscape maintenance, emptying the garbage cans, etc.? And they say that they've been coming to the Bahamas for 50 years and enjoying this relationship with the Bahamas for 50 years. Yeah, because they're making all this money and they're taken out of the country.
This next texter, didn't the Chief Justice of our courts say the lease Toby is talking about is not valid? So why are we still discussing this? Does he have a legal access to the land now?
The matter is now before the Court of Appeal.
How did Toby get Paradise Island land, even though he applied after thousands of Bahamians who applied for Crown land and had funding? Did Toby get special privileges? Is Toby entitled to better Crown land than other Bahamian applicants?
I fully stand by any Bahamian that has an application in at Lands and Surveys for Crown land. Bahamians are given the red tape. Foreigners are given the red carpet. So I understand the point of what your texter is making. I don't feel as though I am entitled, but I tell you this, I got gigs upon gigs upon gigs where I write to the government and put everything in writing. I mean, every day, every week, every month, every year. It's now my 12th year of trying. So I understand that there's 35,000 applications gathering dust down at Lands and Surveys.
Let me ask the tough question.
Sure.
Why 12 years? Why just don't say, you know, that F word it and move on?
So why that F word it?
Uh-huh.
Is it that RCL can just slide on in,
okay,
right? And they're stamping their feet like babies.
Okay.
Saying, oh, we went and bought all this private residential land. We spent $54 million on buying 13.5 acres. Well, stupid you. Why are you going out and buying private residential land on the hope or on just a handshake with Minas that they could get the Crown land on Paradise Island if they go and buy the Grand Lucayan? That was the Grand Lucayan 1.0. Remember that?
Yep.
And they kept the terms of that deal away from Bahamians. So RCL want to come out and brag about how brilliant they are and all these jobs and all these forward-looking statements. We're going to be, you know, zero carbon footprint by 2030. Our ships won't be burnt. We'll have zero carbon by 2050. All these forward predictions. However, What they're not releasing are the details, like such as in the heads of agreement, where the chairman of the special purpose vehicle for selling a Grand Lucayan, when it was Grand Lucayan 2.0,
okay,
came out and said publicly, this is a bad deal for Bahamians.
Okay.
So release the heads of agreement. Let Bahamians decide. So they're making all these grandiose plans over there. And they said it was a done deal. We're a go, is what RCL said years ago.
So where is everything now with part of the justice ruled against you?
The Chief Justice made a ruling which was essentially against Paradise Island Lighthouse and Beach Club. Mm-hmm. And he was, and in the Chief Justice ruling, he was saying that because the Crown Land lease was not signed by Minnis, but we were going to say, not our case was not only on the fact that we were offered a lease, but we had an agreement for a lease.
So the judge is saying you're off Paradise Island altogether, or you just have this little piece?
No. It's that our whole premise is that there was an agreement for a lease,
okay,
and no one should be negotiating anything for land that's in litigation. So those two parcels are now embroiled in litigation, and we've appealed the ruling with all due respect to the Chief Justice, as anybody can appeal, and we're waiting for that appeal process to
Have you gotten a court date yet?
We've had the settlement of record already, and then it goes through various steps before you actually have where you'd have a hearing in front of the appeals court bench, which consists of, I understand, three appeals court judges.
Yes, had by, I think, Sir Michael Barnett.
I believe so, yeah.
Okay, so now, and are you familiar with what's going on with them? Because in the papers they say this morning now, Belzer's Department of Labor received complaints from Atlantis workers.
I tell you what, when I go over to Atlantis, and I was just over there seeing Morgan Freeman on Sunday night, I get out the car and the valet is like, hey, Toby, welcome back. How you doing, man? We're all pulling for you, man. I go out to pay for my valet and the cashier is like, welcome, Toby, we're pulling for you. I go over and shout out to Canoe, who works out at Poseidon's Table. I got cashiers and waiters coming around me saying, man, Toby, we support you, man, we support you. So it's a free country. If people don't support me, if people do support RCL, let it be on them. But I see it a bit of a, I don't know, I mean, for the minister to have the director of labor, you know, investigate, I mean, yes, it's only fair that you protect workers, but I think that there's probably like a grievance flow. So you got a union over there, you go to the shop steward, you go to the chief of the union, and I believe the union head came out and said, we ain't got no concerns.
I don't see the union kicking up a fuss right now, so I'm trying to figure out what's going on.
So what I'm trying to figure out what's going on is that in my conversation with the director of labor just a couple of weeks ago, what he told me and confirmed it in writing was that any foreign worker that comes off of the ship, and in this particular scenario we would discussing Coco Key, why is it, he said that all foreign workers that come to work on Coco Key should be in a possession of a permit.
Uh-huh.
So if there's some fine print or something that gets RCL to be able to bring, you know, 100, 200, 300, 400 people off of their ship and all of their food supplies and all of their bar supplies and everything else, so that we're just left with the trash, then maybe that's something that the Department of Labor could look into, too. They seem to have a voracious appetite for, you know, what's going on in people talking about RCL. Maybe they could go investigate that, perhaps.
So is this a war developing between Atlantis and RCL?
No, I wouldn't call it a war. I think that people are standing out.
Oh, that's heavy a question.
for me, it's Toby versus Goliath. I was fighting, or two Goliaths, in the last administration. I was fighting against them because it was Minnis that created all this problem. Okay. I mean, why are you going to go double deal the same land? What he could have said is, hey, RCL, this land's already spoken for. My word is my bond. I'm not going to go against Toby. RCL could have acquiesced and said, all right, true that. We're moving on. Let's just get what we could get and don't be upset. But no, they said I could carry my hip kind of thing and I could go fight the government all I want.
So what went down with you and Prime Minister Davis?
He was in opposition that he fully supported me when he came into power. He said he fully supports me and his word is his bond. I asked him to put it in writing. He says he doesn't need to put it in writing. His word is his bond. So, I mean, I'm very cordial with Prime Minister Davis. He's told me and others that he supports me, just as Chester Cooper, the Deputy Prime Minister, has told me privately that he supports me. I'd like to see government come out and publicly express that they support Paradise Island Lighthouse and Beach Club, and let Toby get on with it in providing Bahamians jobs. I mean, we're ready to go. So originally our project was for $2 million. We've now raised it to $3 million, and that's just the first phase. And we plan on investing our revenues back into being able to bring a great product. So over at the Beach Club, it will be like a little Harbour Island, a little Hope Town. Small Bahamian buildings that are fitting in with nature, where you'll be able to see people actually doing straw work. You'll be able to get good Bahamian produce that's grown in the Bahamas, with bakers that are baking the bread fresh every day from Bahamian bakers, like Model Bakery, for instance. You'll be able to get all authentic Bahamian t-shirts that were made and printed in the Bahamas. So every aspect has to answer our mission statement, which is this best for the Bahamas and best for Bahamians?
Well, this, you got a text coming at you now. So
no problem. Bring it on.
If the matter is before the Court of Appeals.
Because I'm not allowed to discuss how I believe that the court should rule, but it's fair game. I can say as I please. So
you're not getting any details of the case at all.
I'm not telling the Chief Justice, nor have I told the Court of Appeal how they're supposed to rule. So, you know, you got naysayers out there and trolls out there trying to bring negativity and you know, listen, all you're doing is you're dragging down a Bahamian, where a Bahamian is trying to make good in his country for the benefit of other Bahamians. So if you want to be out there trolling other Bahamians that are trying to and drag them down, that speaks to your character. It doesn't speak to mine.
The same text went on and say, I thought matters before the courts weren't supposed to be discussed publicly by either party.
Yeah, well, go Google it, texter. How about that?
And then he says, not minutes, he says it's prime minister minutes, but it should be said it's former prime minister minutes. Show respect and don't call the present prime minister Brave on there. It's prime minister Brave.
Prime minister Brave Davis. And the next one was the worst prime minister in the history of the Bahamas. And he double dealt the same land. And he's the person that created all of this mess, because he was trying to sell the Grand Lucayan. And he admitted in the newspapers that was tied to Paradise Island, was done on a handshake. So that fella can just sit small and stay small. Ain't no one into him no more. Anyways, he should resign, man. He should take a hike.
I won't comment on that because another role I play, and I don't want to ever be said that I'm using this station to battle something that I'm so that's your comments, and that's fine.
Yeah,
you know, I'm not gonna kill you for comment, and you have, this is a free country, and there'll be freedom of speech in this country.
Yeah.
What's next for Toby?
Next for Toby is to go through the Court of Appeal. I got some other projects that I'm working on also that is gonna bring opportunity to Bahamians. It's gonna be, you know, significant investments, and it's gonna create jobs, and we're gonna have an all Bahamian team. Going back to Atlantis though, right?
Uh-huh.
Go stand outside Atlantis and see all the Bahamians that are showing up to work every morning and working shifts and working around the clock. I believe that Atlantis have a good product that's creating a lot of opportunities. Yeah?
Yeah, I agree.
With bricks and mortar. And I believe that as far as senior management, we're seeing Bahamians in these senior management positions.
Yes,
so
yeah.
Where there were glass ceilings in the past, brilliant Bahamians have said, hey, man, I could do this job. I could be vice president.
And they have sent people to their properties in Dubai.
In Dubai and other parts of the world
right? to work.
Right. So Bahamians can do it when given the opportunity. Now you get these carpetbaggers coming in from foreign with these briefcases, flying in on private planes, thinking that they're big timers and they can get whatever they want. And I see the RCL in trying to talk bad about RCL or trying to have this conniving spin on things whereby... Look at the amount of Bahamian workers that are going to work every day at Atlantis, right? And RCL throwing it back at Bahamians to say, you are not good enough to work at Little Stirrup Cay. That's why we're bringing these foreign workers off the boat, because we don't want you cooking and preparing food. Otherwise, they'd have those Bahamians over there cooking food, preparing drinks, etc. Look at all the delivery trucks pulling into Atlantis purchasing department. wholesalers, retailers, Bahamian companies that are receiving millions upon millions every year. Atlantis has been there, what now, 25 years?
They've been there since 93, 4, somewhere around there.
Okay, so there you go, 30 years where they're bringing in Bahamian, they're supporting local Bahamian businesses, whereas RCL don't order, they have no office. And do you see their headquarters in Nassau? You see any employees in Nassau except their lawyers?
Okay.
Nothing, okay. Right?
They don't have an office here.
As far as I know, they got the lawyer's office. They got a registered office in, what, Lithuania? Liberia, okay. Right? Their contribution in the U.S. So let me tell you.
Bahamas.
Yeah, they got ships flagged, okay. But that's just, they'll brag, all of our ships are registered in the Bahamas. Yeah, but why? Because it's the cheapest or what? Right? It's not, it's a convenience. That's the same text.
This is a different text. But this one says, Toby got used and swung by the PLP, then Bad Mountain Menace.
And then Bad Mountain Menace.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if Menace had kept his word, then he would have been an honorable person, right? But by double dipping and trying to swing me, that's not honorable behavior. So I'll call a kettle what a kettle is. I got no problem with that, right? But he can't come back and said he did the honorable thing, because double dealing the same land ain't the honorable thing. This is the nucleus of what went down that he caused. And sending Carl Bethel as his axe man to say, listen, Toby, you gotta carry your hip as a Bahamian down the road, that don't fly. So I'll stand up to bullies. I got no problem standing up to bullies. I'll stand up to RCL, I'll stand up to Menace, whoever, right? I have to give this administration the opportunity, in the best interest of Bahamians, to mull over what the situation is, and hopefully we could settle this matter without us having to go through the court process. At any time, this administration could say, Toby, we're going to honor your lease, get to it. I've already given him proof of financing. I was told by Prime Minister Davis to reapply, and I affirm my position.
Okay. I think Mr. Producer stepped out for a second. We needed to take a break, but we'll continue the conversation.
Sure thing.
If all else fails, you're going to Privy, or you will just...
Yeah, we could go to Privy Council. Okay. I got lawyers in London already I've been speaking with. That's no problem.
Okay.
That's no problem. Whatever they want to do, if they want to... I mean, it's the easy way or the hard way, right? I try to do it the easy way. And I'm a reasonable fella. But telling me I got to carry my hip down onto Honeycomb Rock is not a reasonable offer. Be reasonable.
So you're saying at the end of the day, if this ruin says both of you got to be there, you don't have a problem with that?
I don't have a problem with it, but I'm not going to bend on my principles.
Fair enough.
So I'm only looking to have a maximum of about 500 people. But typically, I'm looking at having 200 people over there. 200 people over that massive beach, right, is low density, right? It's not creating a lot of environmental impact. And we want to be low impact, sustainable, et cetera, right?
Okay.
If RCL are all of a sudden going to come in with, RCL, when they originally presented their environmental plan and had the town hall meeting a couple of years ago, in those documents, the EIA, it said that they're building the beach club, their beach club, to have, I think it was 8,719. They have beach on the other end of their property in front of the private residential houses they bought. They got a 1,200 feet of beachfront right there. Put your people over there. And if it's too crowded, don't expect to come down and crowd my beach. Well, where we're having a beach club by dumping 8,000 people, so the Bahamians that are actually trying to use our own Crown Land beach are all stampeded over and all the garbage that's generated, et cetera. No, so am I prepared to get along with RCL? Yes, I am, on the right terms.
We've got a caller. Caller, you're on there.
Hey, good afternoon. How you doing, my brother? How are you, Toby?
Good afternoon. I'm well, thanks, my brother. How you doing?
Hey, good. Listen, I Bahamian, but this one I can't side with you on. If what the government has proposed, and RCL has said, in terms of Bahamian ownership, Bahamians who could run different businesses, and so you'll have individuals, entrepreneurs making money, and then that money funnels down to much more people. I think in this case, I would side with them, and also the land never really is just leased to them. And eventually that it could come back to the Bahamian people, I'm okay with that. unlike, you know,
okay,
when
but can I respond to you as you
a deal,
can I respond to you as you raise these valid points?
Give me a minute, because I know you're cut off, so I won't. Let me finish, and I'll be glad to hear from you.
Okay.
Yeah, so, and so, you know, I'm more inclined to RCL. I was initially, uh-huh. but if that's what the government will get, I'd like to hear your comparison.
All right, don't hang up, because I'd like to hear your response to my response to you. So if you could please stay on the line, I'd appreciate it. Is that fair?
Yeah, no, yeah, if they allow me.
Okay.
So in that case, you know, and then I have one other question I have for you, though, which uh-huh. is, you know, how long when you first applied did you get it? Because I believe you, I'm suspicious you may have jumped the line. And you know, the thing, I'm curious to know how long it took before you get it. Mm-hmm. When other people have been applying for Crown Land and they're not getting it,
yeah.
How did you get it so quickly?
Well, he did say he applied in 2012.
Now, I can stay on the line or I can hang up and listen.
Yeah, no, please listen, right? So you mentioned lease terms. That would you prefer that somebody has a lease on Bahamian Crown Land for 150 years or for 21 years, sir?
I would say it depends. In the case of a foreign entity, 100 and something years, uh-huh. I suspect that when they finish, uh-huh. If their thing don't work out, they abandon the lease. If it's a Bahamian, uh-huh. he'll hold on to that 20 years, uh-huh. and once 20 years, what we've seen them do, is the next bidder, the highest bidder, they uh-huh. sell.
Okay,
they
so let me respond.
And then the politicians can sign over the land to them. And then it gone.
Okay, so in the past, when the conference, when the Zoom call was hosted by DEPP and RCL, and they were asked, how long is your lease for? Their coy response was that the first period was just 25 years, and then it would go back to the Bahamian people, okay? But what they didn't say was what was included in the lease is that they had 6 renewal periods. So they'll get it for a minimum of 150 years. They're giving it away for 3 times more time than the Bahamas as a country has been independent. So I say that that is going backwards and not forwards. But they're coy and they'll spin it. I'll give you another spin. They're saying, oh, we're going to give the opportunity to Bahamians in things such as water sports. No, the law prescribes that water sports is reserved for Bahamians. So what does the likes of Royal Caribbean do? They'll say, okay, since we can't directly engage in water sports, we'll sign people up for water sports, and we're going to take 50, 60, 70, 80% of what's charged by the passenger. We're going to give that to the water sports operator. So it's actually more advantage for them that they can actually not operate the business, but still make 50% of the top line revenue.
Okay, next caller. Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Mr. Toby Smith.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm one of those Bahamians that is behind you.
Oh, thank you so much.
You understand?
Yes, ma'am.
There is no way that you can tell me the Bahamas is for Bahamians and we get the crumbs,
completely.
Not the bread. They're giving us the crumbs. And we got to crawl under the table for those crumbs.
If we're lucky, right?
My question to you is,
yes.
Did you apply first for this Crown Land or did RCL apply first?
I did. So just to set the record.
I saw on another show and I said, from what I'm listening to, it seems like you applied first and somebody sell your idea to Royal Caribbean, because all those years that was there, nobody never touched it or said anything about it until you gone after it.
Right.
Please, you can't convince me that somebody didn't sell your idea.
Amen. Amen. I hear what you're saying. I know where the idea for RCL came from, but I'm not going to discuss that right now, right?
Yeah,
but responding to your questions, I really appreciate your support and the fact that you're, I wouldn't say behind me, ma'am. I'd say that you're alongside me, because I'm not in front of anybody. As Bahamians, I believe that we all need to stand up and stand beside each other. I'm not entitled. I'm not, you know, trying to push the government to say me first. So you asked me, when did I apply? I applied on the 12th of April, 2012. I had to wait 8 years before I finally got the lease, and I could only celebrate. I was cautiously optimistic, and I purposely didn't celebrate it. And then I found out just a few weeks later on that they double dealt it to us. That's a brilliant question. And I know for a fact that they actually didn't have to apply through where all of us have to apply, which is lands and surveys. And if you go online and Google Crown Land application Bahamas, you'll see a clause in there that says, if you're foreign, you could go directly to the Office of the Prime Minister to the Bahamas Investment Authority.
Yep.
So RCL, you come out with the truth, you confess to the Bahamian people and tell the Bahamian people, when did RCL apply to the government for their Crown land lease?
We have another caller. Caller, you're on the air?
You're taking my call.
Yes, why not?
Toby, I support you.
Thank you.
I really do.
Thank you
very
much.
But you know how it works around here. I always ponder this question.
Yes.
Why is it that someone who has a professional arena all around him, he can make maybe $70,000 with one operation.
Yeah.
Seek to get a job in Parliament to make $25,000 a year.
Yeah.
28,
and hopefully, actually. hopefully, if he becomes a minister, he could probably make like 80. But I feel as though, Toby, you didn't have enough money to donate to someone's favorite charity.
You didn't give me a chance to. So you, the text didn't say, Toby, you have to donate equally to someone's favorite charity.
No, that was me, but I didn't know you were going to read it.
So I can read it.
So, Toby, $100 yeah. million, dollars, I could donate $20 million
yeah.
to a personal prime minister, but you can't afford to do that with that. And that's where the rubber hit the road with you, Toby.
I hear what you're saying, and I can't support $20 million going to a prime minister.
I went to a charity.
Yeah, so as far as a charity is concerned, listen, man, my companies, we give back substantially, but you know, RCL will be up at the Bahamas Feeding Network giving out boxes of food and, oh, stand up and take pictures. Once the pictures and the film start running, then they're rolling out and whining and dining people out in Laifaki.
We're running out of time. We got another caller. Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, what's happening, brother?
Right here, man.
I have two issues with this whole deal.
Okay.
Number one, me personally, I feel a Bahamas should get the first opportunity.
Thank you.
Any business in the Bahamas, any land in the Bahamas,
yeah.
I feel a Bahamas should get the first opportunity.
Amen.
Secondly, we all know how Royal Caribbean, we all know how these cruise ships, we know how they operate on these private islands.
Uh-huh.
Bahamas are only on these keys to pick up the garbage and fold up the chairs.
Yeah, and clean
so
toilet.
So what is going to make this project any different from the other islands they have?
Amen.
That's my two concerns about this whole thing.
So they'll be on the radio talking about they invested $100 million, and it's just a couple of restaurants and a couple of bars.
But
really,
even with the restaurants, they still going to have their people come off the ship to do the cooking, to do the waitressing, bartendering, and then they leave the Bahamas to clean up the garbage.
Yeah, and when they pull up to the keys, they're bringing off all of the food, all of the drink, everything comes from the States.
So,
nothing
again,
is bought from wholesalers.
There's no trickle-down effect for the Bahamians. Based on past experience from these cruise ships.
So none of that money you can get in Bayonetown, none of that money you can get in Grandstand, none of that money you can get in Fox Hill. That's what you're saying.
No, exactly, because the food and the drink come off the ship.
That's right. And my brother, I tell you this, I will have a job fair, and I will be offering jobs to people, and I'll give everybody a fair opportunity applying for it. We want hustlers. We want people that are customer service based, and we want to bring the wow back to the Bahamas. So when people come over there, they're like, man, service is brilliant. Food is brilliant. We're supporting local farmers producing lettuce and tomatoes down in Exuma and onions down from Exuma and eggs that are going to go through this new egg plant that we got here now. Abaco Big Bird Chicken. We're going to be, as much as we can, buying stuff from Bahamians directly from the farmers.
You know, and if I may,
again. Running out of time, so you got 30 seconds.
Based on the past experience from these cruise ships and the way they handle these private islands.
Yeah.
There's no benefit at all for the Bahamian people.
Thank you.
In terms of the trickle-down effect, in terms of the workforce.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Toby, an hour's gone.
Wow, quick as
that.
You
had a great time.
Yeah, man. Thanks very much.
I really appreciate you, Philbert.
Thank you.
Particularly something that I've been following just through the newspapers.
Right.
So I got a first-hand conversation with you.
Yes.
And a
great conversation, man. I appreciate you having me on there. Thank you.
I appreciate you coming, and hopefully things will work out.
Thank you.
And when it does work out, I would like to be one of the first on the beach.
Absolutely so. I'm looking forward to welcoming you. And Naughty, congratulations on your 25-year anniversary over there at Joker's Wild. You know the time. You know what's happening. Bahamians out there, all the supporters. And if you're hating up on me, man, that's okay, man. I take everything I give everybody due consideration. So thank you for listening in.
It's been This is Talking Heads with Naughty and Pearly. Thanks to my guest, Kobe. Thanks to all the sponsors. Thanks to the listeners, all the callers. When we get back after the break, we'll be talking sports. And we're going to be talking about something I don't do too well, road racing. But we're going to talk about some Roadmasters race and talk about the event coming up. And we'll be back right after the news. Thank you for listening to Talking Heads with Naughty.
Experience the pure deliciousness of Dunkin's Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. This sweet and savory breakfast treat stacks a fluffy egg and smoked bacon sandwiched inside a split classic Dunkin' Glazed Donut. Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Stop by your favorite Dunkin' today and take breakfast to a fun and tasty level with the Dunkin' Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
My family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. That's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
From the fried chicken experts, creators of the Kentucky Chicken Sandwich, comes a whole new way to enjoy barbecue. The KFC Crispy Barbecue Sandwich features a 100% premium white meat Kentucky Fried Chicken filet stacked with bacon, cheddar cheese, crispy fried onions, and barbecue sauce on a toasted, buttery brioche bun. The new KFC Barbecue Crispy Sandwich is available only for a limited time. Try one today and enjoy a whole new level of flavor. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy and spicy is.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
And good afternoon. We're back, Talking Heads. And you know what we're talking about. Listen, somebody done calling it. This mystery dove this, you ain't talking Lakers just yet. Yet. We have guests today. All right? What do they say? Hold your nerve. Talking Heads, sports time with Naughty. This is Pearly in the house. You want to call in 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. You know what? Let's take this call up. Let's take this because I know who this is. Caller, you on there.
You notice me.
Listen, you can't wait. We have to talk. I have a guest in the show. On the show. We have to talk to the guest.
Okay,
first.
Well, I'll call back.
Call me back after the first break. Call me back.
I respect the moment.
We can drive in each other's sorrows.
I'm enjoying the conversation.
We can die in each other's sorrows because, you know, you ain't got nothing to brag about. I ain't got nothing to brag about today, but let's talk a little later.
Okay.
All right. I can predict. I know he didn't call me yesterday, but he called today. Welcome to Talking Heads. That was a little interruption from the mystery guy. But it's good to have everybody back. It's good to be here today to talk to this. We have a special guest. We're going to get to that special guest in a little bit. I just can look at her pretty face for a little longer before I tell you who she is. But the first segment in our show is Today in Sports History. Let's see what happened today, May 11th in 1946. The Boston Braves Field hosted its first night game. The Giants beat the Braves 5-1. That's a regular thing. In 1949, the Chicago White Sox beat the Boston Red Sox 12-8. The White Sox scored in every inning. That's interesting. In 1959, Yogi Berra, New York Yankees, ended a streak of games. 1977, Ted Turner managed an Atlanta Braves game. Ted Turner's that rich guy that owned Turner Broadcasting, TBS, and all that. In 1983, President Ronald Reagan signed a proclamation making May National Amateur Baseball Month. So we're right now National Amateur Baseball Month. In 1985, in Bradford, England, 56 people died when a fire engulfed the main grandstand at Bradford Soccer Stadium. Over 200 were injured. In 1996, Al Leiter threw the first no-hitter in Florida Marlins history. That's the team Jazz Chisholm plays for. 2003, Rafael Palmeiro, the Texas Rangers, hit his 500th career home run to become only the 19th player in baseball history to reach that mark. In 2015, the NFL announced that Tom Brady, New England Patriots, would be suspended without pay for the first four regular season games of the 2015-16 season. The suspension was for violating the NFL policy on integrity of the game for his knowledge of underinflated footballs after being checked by officials. It was also announced that the New England Patriots would be fined $1 million and would forfeit its 2016 first round draft and a 2017 fourth round selection in the NFL draft. That was in something like that, Deflategate. The sports quote of the day: it's lack of faith that makes people afraid of meeting challenges. And I believed in myself. Muhammad Ali, the GOAT, the greatest of all time, the greatest, greatest Muhammad Ali. Float like a butterfly and sting like a bee. That's the day in sports history. Now, what's been happening locally? What's going on locally? Let's see what's happening. Unfortunately, the Bahamas falls to Mexico in the beach soccer. Team Bahamas will play Panama in the quarterfinals on Friday. Heal loses an opening match at the World Championships. And Anton Sons on the brink of elimination. They're going home tonight. There, I said it. They're going home tonight. And Boston going home tonight. But we'll talk about that a little later. We have a special guest in here. A young lady I've known for more than 30 years. When we were little biddies. Yeah. Very dear friend. Anastasia Christie Terry. She's the president of the Bahamas Roadmasters. And they're putting on an event. And you know, we like party. Roadmasters Midnight Madness Run. 10K, 5K, fun run and walk. The first day of June 2023 at 12:01 a.m. beginning at Arawak Key. Midnight Run. Tell me about this. Where did this come from? Who are you trying to get people up all night to go run running the road? I put a smile on this because my dad was back before he passed was declared with diabetes, so he started exercising. But now he'll go walking 11 o'clock in the night, and he'll walk up down Bay Street, come Beaton Street, all around there. And somebody says, "Your daddy okay?" I say, "Well," I said, "That's my daddy sleep all day. And he walk at night." So when I saw this, I kind of smiled and I said, "You know, in this honor, I ain't running. I may come and walk it in this honor because." That's the time and get my sisters to come with me and say, listen, Daddy used to walk at midnight. Let's go do this. Tell me about Midnight Madness.
Okay, Midnight Madness. This is our eighth year. And it was born out of the idea I wanted to do something different. So we came up with the idea of running at midnight. Of course, it's for charity. So like I said, this is our eighth year. Our charity this year is the Bahamas Kidney Association. Each year we, you know, we choose a different charity.
Okay.
So it starts.
I know some people on dialysis.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, we always, you know, look for a worthy cause. So it starts at Best and Esplanade, which is the eastern end of Arawak Key.
Okay.
And we have two distances, a 5K and a 10K. The 5K, it heads west. The 5K turns around at Go Slow Bend.
Okay.
And the 10K just before Bahama Boulevard. Okay. And return and return back.
So you run when you reach your 5. So let me ask you this. I can sign up for the 10K and decide halfway through the race. You know what? I leave going to 5. Yeah, or do you sign up for the particular race you want to be in?
You could sign up whatever you want to be in, but if you choose to turn halfway, that's fine.
Okay.
It's not a time event. It's a fun run, so, you know, it's no hard and straight court.
Oh, okay. So yeah. I come out there to try to beat somebody.
Yeah,
I,
you, no. Yeah, it's not competitive. It's just a fun event for charities. So.
How can I register? How can I?
You can register online at active.com, and you just type in Midnight Run, Bahamas Foot Masters Midnight Run, it'll pop up. Or this coming Saturday, we're having a in-person registration drive at the Mollet Marathon. Okay. From 11 a.m. to 6 p.m.
In Santa Court. I was going to say food court. That's, you know where my mind is, right?
Santa Court at the mall this Saturday, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And then you can, so people can sign up. You'll be there all day.
You'll be there all day, yes.
And how much does it cost for me?
The cost is $25.
And all of this goes to charity?
All of this, well, most of it goes to charity, yes.
Yeah, cover your costs.
Yeah, to cover expenses, exactly.
Okay.
And we're encouraging, bring your friends, families, invite everybody to come out. It's a fun event. We have a fun after party when everybody's finished. And
so wait, hold on. We can run, so it should probably take about an hour to finish all of that, right?
Even less.
Okay.
I would say roughly an hour. If you do the 10K.
And then y'all got the DJ.
They have the DJ. And y'all partying. You have a good time afterwards.
And then, so we be there till the sun come up there.
However late you want to be. It's a holiday, so.
It is the holiday.
So you could be there all night bringing the holiday, yes. So it's a fun event, and people look forward to it.
What's the most amount of people you've had participate in this race?
We expect a couple hundred. We target 200 so far. We've had about 150.
Okay.
But
all the regulars come out. All the regulars come out.
Yes.
Do you go after particular groups? They say get the church groups to come
we
out.
We try, especially the recipient of the proceeds. We try to get them to bring out persons. Uh-huh. You know.
So Kennedy Foundation is all on board.
Yeah.
Participating, mm-hmm. helping out, and everything.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. Uh-huh. What other, you know, Roadmasters, you've been around for a while. You're serving over 30 years. So before both of us born. So yeah. What are some of the other races that you do? And what can we expect coming up for the rest of 2023?
We have our annual half marathon relay, 5K and 10K in November.
Okay. So this event is June 1st, so your next event won't be till November.
November 19th, and okay. That's a big signature race. That's a time competitive race.
Okay.
We attract international runners for that.
Okay. So it's the half marathon, 10K, 5K.
And a relay, half marathon relay.
So half marathon relay, that's 13.5 miles.
13.1 miles.
So each, how many people in the relay? And so you have as many people you want?
It's a three-person relay. So we get a
three-person relay. Each person ran what? 4 miles?
Yeah.
Four and a half miles.
Thereabouts, yeah.
Okay. And that's been well participated.
So yeah.
what's the furthest place people have come to participate? I mean, from China,
from Great Britain. We've had from Africa. We've had the UK, Europe, all over.
Any of the international, like the Olympians, any Boston Marathon winners?
We're still aiming. We've had a few elites, not the big name elites, but we've had.
Okay.
We've had some elite runners come here. Mm-hmm.
But we hear Roadmasters. You put on this show. You put on this road race. So when you finish June 1st, that's it for Roadmasters? Y'all don't have no meetings? Y'all don't have no regular?
No, we run daily. We run weekly. We run like 3-4 days through the week, Saturdays.
As a group?
Through the week, it's splinter because, you know, people tend to run their area.
But I try to find out what Roadmasters is.
As a group, we come together on Saturdays and we run. And we've traveled all over the world running marathons. So once a year, we have a group travel. Now, persons travel differently on their own throughout the year,
yes.
to different places. But we have an annual group run. And this year, we're going to Toronto.
For that marathon.
Right.
So you're running the marathon? Run a marathon?
Yes,
How many marathons have you run?
I've run 8 4 miles. 26.2 miles, and I ran a number of half marathons.
Really?
Yes.
And what's your best time in the marathon?
My best time was 5.5.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you've run the Boston Marathon?
No, I've never run the Boston Marathon. That's a qualifier. I'm not quite there yet.
So what marathons you've run outside of the country?
I've run Chicago. I've run Niagara Falls. I've run Ohio.
Columbus. Is there a winter marathon? I saw something, all the snow down and y'all running.
But we haven't run in snow, but we run in some cool temperatures like 30s. Actually, we have a member, Charles Johnson. He just
That's why he asked. That's why I asked. That. He's a member of.
Masters. Yes, he just.
I was so proud of him when I saw that.
Kudos to him.
I was like, wow.
Kudos to him. Yeah.
And I always wanted. I went to college in Minnesota, and one of the things that was that we always walked around with our mouths covered because you don't want to breathe in the cold air to mess up your lungs or anything like that. So as a runner. How do you running in 30 degree temperature when you go, you can really freeze your lungs. How do you do that? You have something across your mouth.
You control your breathing. It's not that. And the thing is, running in the cool is better.
Okay.
We prefer running in the cool.
Okay.
You know, because I mean, we start training July and the heat of summer. So to go and run a race in the cool is perfect. You know, so we look forward to that. Yeah.
I never could run. Even when I was in school, I run into 1 and 2 because I already finished.
Never say never. I never thought I'd be doing it either. And I'm now, this is my 10th year running, and I'm loving it.
In school, did you run?
No. Not to 12th grade. I did track in 12th grade, but my entire high school.
And what did you do?
I did the 400.
And where'd you go? You went to SOC, right?
I went to SOC, of course.
You're truly blessed. Where'd you go? You went to 400 for your house, or you went to 400 for
my house? For my house.
I wish I was even there.
Seton, of course.
Go Seton, go.
Seton, go. Yes.
People, those of us who went to SAC know where to go Seton, go minute. Yes, and I was in St. Augustine's. I was in Seton House, and we had a house moderator because you had you had the house captains, which was 12th grade. Usually, the 12th grade is a guy and a girl. Mm-hmm. The house moderator is the teacher. So she was responsible for keeping the house together, having meetings in the house. When you get in trouble, you got to go see her, stuff like that. And we had this Jamaican history teacher, social studies teacher, Edith Ferron.
Yeah.
And matter of fact, I love this woman to death, and she loved me. But she would come on the microphone and say, "Go, Seton, go." And she really started that in the 70s.
Yeah, and that's still going.
And that still goes all the way into 2023. So that was kind of fun.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's okay. So anything else people need to know about this race? Like you said, they can sign online at www.active.com.
Yes, and like I said, there's an in-person registration this Saturday at the Marlin Marathon.
And then you can also at the Marlin Marathon this Saturday from 11 to 6.
Yes.
All right, they can come right in the center court. Yeah. Sign as a $25 cash check, credit card, cryptocurrency, anything like that.
Yeah, credit card machine, so cash.
Cash is cash. That's because I personally, if I have $10 on me, I have plenty of money on me. I don't know why, but I get into this. My kids got me, swipe the card. I think they're trying to figure, watch how much money I spend and how I spend, right? But that's fine. We'll go through that. All right, so
like to come up, bring your friends, your family. Like I said, it's a fun event for charity. A great way to kick off the holiday.
So you get any prize or first place, second? No, that's just fun. You just want to come participate.
Yeah, we give you a little souvenir bag with some goodies in it.
All right.
But just come and support.
So you're doing this for charity. You're helping the kidney foundation, the Mama's Kidney Association. Yes. Mm-hmm. And for some odd reason, we have a lot of behemoths on dialysis, a lot of behemoths in need. Yes. So, participate, come out. If you can't run it, walk it. It's a fun run. A lot of people go running 5-6 o'clock in the morning. Move your time up a little bit and make you walk that day. Yeah, bring the baby in the cat. We have a call on the line. Let's see what they have to say. Mr. Hi, caller, you on the line?
I'm pleasant. Good evening, Bailey. How you doing?
I'm good, my brother. How are you?
Sparky here.
Hey, Sparky.
I'm listening to this, but I've been a big fan of one gal out there who always beating up a bunch of men in these races. Whether they be competitive, I call her name right now. I just call her to tell her I got big up.
Okay, so she cool with that.
Her name is called Miss Z. Miss Darlene Maycock. In the over 50 category, I could guarantee she could beat anybody over 50, even if there's man, woman, or child.
She runs with us.
She don't lose. She every Saturday morning, whenever they have a race,
she's there, yeah.
Whether it's a marathon or what, at over 50?
She there.
Yeah, when you're sleeping in the morning, she'd be running 13 miles, 4 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
before you wake up to brush your teeth.
That's about an hour before. I usually get up 5:30, so she'll be there. She'll be before
me. She'll be back home by the time you wake up. Miss Zoe Dawson. Miss Zoe Dawson.
I've seen it, yes.
Mm-hmm. We call her Miss Z.
Okay.
In fact, they just had a race on it, or they were checking times for the year.
Uh-huh.
So far, she's number 7, and the only people leading her in whatever this this chart they put out there.
Categories.
It's six men.
Okay, so she's got the fastest time for a woman this year in that particular race.
She's beat up some of them police when it's run 4 o'clock in the morning every day.
I see. I know she beat me. I run from here to the bathroom, I tired.
Oh, and I tell them my car can't make it, my car will eat. So let's big up Miss Zoe.
Yes.
She's my, I'm the biggest fan. And I pump up, she right there listening on the radio. Okay. Go get
baby girl. So I hope she's there on Saturday. Like I hope she comes out and participates in the run.
She thinks she won't start tonight.
Ah, Lord. Okay. I love to meet her. I look out for her that day. Uh-huh. Thanks for calling, Sparky.
Thanks,
Sparky. Anastasia, It's so good to have you. Go ahead.
Okay, and before we wrap up, Earl, I'd just like to thank our sponsors, Bahamas Welding and Fire, J.S. Johnson Caribbean Bottling Company, who provides our hydration with the Sani and Powerade, as well as Santi, who, does all of our printing for us. So without them, some things can't happen. So once again, thanks to our sponsors, Bahamas Welding and Fire, J.S. Johnson Insurance Company, Caribbean Bottling Company, and Santi. And if anyone has any further questions, they can contact us at 427-2335. 427-2335 or email at BahamasRoadmasters@gmail.com.
Okay, so remember how you and I met? We met at a retreat, encounter Grace.
That was tech
retreat to encounter Grace.
Yes.
And I've done probably seven of them since then. And then I remember you and I had a nice fun dancing in I think it was in Waterloo.
Waterloo,
one night.
Yeah, Waterloo.
Those were the days. Thanks for coming. And please make sure that if you want to talk again, we can talk about, make sure we talk about the November event.
Yes.
Come back to give us some highlights on that, what you're going to be doing for that. And if anybody's going off on any other races, let us know so we can talk and bring them up and make sure that the public know that Behemoth's out there running these races.
Yeah,
I know we had Behemoth's at the Boston Marathon.
Like I said, Charles just did Antarctica. We just had two come back from the London Marathon.
Okay.
So, we're all over the world, all over the place running and representing the Bahamas. We just wish we would get more recognition,
On this show, we give you the recognition, and please don't be strangers. Let us know what's going on.
And one thing I would like to point out to motorists, please be respectful of us in the mornings.
Yes,
we train in the road. That's where we train.
It's Road Masters. So if you see the people running on the road, don't you? I know sometimes you like toot your horn and say, keep it. You know what? I know people hate this. You run and somebody say, move it, keep it going, keep it. No, leave it, let them run. Just encourage them. I pass, I give them a little toot and say, hey, keep going. Wishing I could do that, but at my age now, I need to run my mouth. Again, thanks for coming.
They're
going to take a break now. When we come back, Mystery, you could call and start carrying on with the Lakers and the Heat. And we'll wrap up. We'll talk a little basketball. We'll talk some MLB. And we'll wrap up with some and our picks. This is Talking Heads with Pearly. We'll be right back.
From the fried chicken experts, creators of the Kentucky Chicken Sandwich, comes a whole new way to enjoy barbecue. The KFC Crispy Barbecue Sandwich features a 100% premium white meat Kentucky Fried Chicken filet stacked with bacon, cheddar cheese, crispy fried onions, and barbecue sauce on a toasted, buttery brioche bun. The new KFC Barbecue Crispy Sandwich is available only for a limited time. Try one today and enjoy a whole new level of flavor. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
Paying too many bills and loan payments each month?
Shrink your monthly debt payments down to one easy payment with our debt consolidation loan.
It also has a that pays you 5% interest.
Inquire about our debt consolidation loans today
call 356-7764.
The sixth edition of the Bahamas Games are on the way. July 7th through the 15th, get ready for inter-island sporting competition in the spirit of unity and camaraderie. Which island is gonna win? It's the Bahamas Games. Our nation, our talent, our games. And look out for the B-Games crew coming to your island soon. For more information, call 809-1242 or visit thebahamasgames.org.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and we set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
We're back. The Talking Heads are naughty. This is Pearly. Always come in, you talk to somebody you know. Somebody you've known. You know, we grew up. I about a year or two older, maybe. She looked like she way younger than me, though. Went to soccer together. St. Francis Church, good Catholics, you know. So it's good to see her. Good to see and have a conversation. So make sure you support the Midnight Run. You could run. You could walk. You can have fun. It's just a fun time. It's really good for charity. You're going to help the Bahamas Kidney Association. So I encourage you to participate. Sign up, www.active.com, or you can call 427-2335 for more information. Wow. We missed you. You ain't calling me. I hope you don't call. But anyway, yesterday, Lakers lost. You know, my mouth was hot, and it ain't softening up. And the Heat lost. So it looks like these series, trying to wear people out, trying to get all the way down to seven games, but I don't know if it happened. So the Lakers, 121-106 for over the Lakers. Steph Curry got off. I think Curry had 27 points, 8 assists. Well, actually, I think the difference with that probably was DeAndre Green. He had 20 points and 10 rebounds. He was a beast. Peyton contributed with 13. Klay Thompson, again, only 10 points. And Wiggins had a monster game, too, with 25 points and Poole chipped in with his 11, and that's it. And then we look at the Lakers. Davis had 23-9 rebounds. He left early in the fourth quarter. I think it was either Mooney or Looney. One of them two came with an elbow cross and pretty much knocked the brother out. He was tugging off the court, but he was taken out of the seating area in a wheelchair. He did walk onto the bus on his own accord. So we don't know how he'll be for the next game. LeBron had 25-9. Vanderbilt had a terrible game. 0 points and one rebound. Reeves, 15.7. DeAndre Russell had 15 points, four rebounds, two assists. Lonnie Walker, who had the 15 points in the fourth quarter, was all out. 4 points. Schroeder had 14 points. Hachimori only had 4 points. Gabriel won. That was garbage time, so went right with them. I noticed one thing. And I ain't getting into this conspiracy theory stuff. I ain't getting into that. I'm naughty to say, oh, the league wanted the Lakers to take more free throws and all that stuff. But I did notice that the Golden State Warriors were very physical with the Lakers. Very physical. He's allowed them to play. I don't have a problem if you can do that. I don't have a problem if you can do that, but do it on both sides of the court. So Warriors came out very aggressive. The Lakers tried to run. The Lakers missed a lot of shots. The Warriors got a lot of seconds. Because the Warriors came out with 7 3-pointers in the first quarter, 11 second half, second chance points, and really couldn't pull away until the third quarter. And I kind of texted Naughty and said, boy, these brothers holding up, score a tie. And before Naughty is able to drive from Joker's Wild to home, Lakers are down by 13. They got down by 18, came back, put it to 9, but just couldn't get under the hump of 9. Couldn't get under. Steph Curry showed his leadership, showed why he's probably the GOAT in terms of point guard, showed why he's one of the greatest players to play the game. and he buried the Lakers. Him and Wiggins buried the Lakers. And the other game, which I found to be, it was entertaining, it was fun, and like I've been saying, and like I will continue saying, you don't even go as far, the Heat, I'm meaning, as Mr. Butler can carry you. Mr. Butler had 19 points and 7 boards. Adebayo, Love, only 4 points, but Jimmy Butler, like I said, 19 and 7. Strauss had 14. Vincent, 6. Lowry, 9, which is a hurt. Caleb Martin, 11, and Robinson, 17. So I keep telling people this, and Mystery, you get mad at me, you're only going as far as Jimmy Butler can carry you. And if Jimmy Butler doesn't have a monster game, the Heat get beat. And that can happen again tomorrow night. But I think the Heat will, I think the Heat will hold on tomorrow. I think they're playing in Miami, are they? Are they playing? Yeah, they're playing in Miami. They're in Miami, so I think they'll hold on and take it to 7 games. And then we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens in New York. And I'm telling you this. Lakers in the house, they won over. The Lakers will win that one tomorrow and end that. Thanks for the fight. Thanks for the big fight, Steph, but it's going to be over. Also yesterday, the Dodgers beat up on the Brewers. I've been watching and having a fun time watching the NHL. I don't watch the full games anymore, but just watching the playoffs and watch what happened. And yesterday, Panthers were leading Toronto 3-0 and about to eliminate them. And Toronto played their butts off for a 2-1 win over the Panthers to stay alive. And then the Vegas Golden Knights lost to the Edmonton Oilers 4-1. And Edmonton got this guy named McDavid. He is the second coming of Wayne Gretzky in terms of scoring. This guy can score from anywhere. He's a prolific scorer. Great player. And there's been some fun hockey games to watch. I try to watch him in because with the Dodgers playing one time and the Lakers playing another time, it's kind of hard. So I try to, you know, catch halftime, watch a little piece of the hockey game, and then make sure I check the highlights later to see who is who and what is what. Baseball been going on all day today. I was able to watch a little piece of a couple of games. Reds beat up on the Mets 5-0. The Twins, I watched that game. The Padres lead the Twins 3-2, and the Twins came back to beat them 5-3. And the Royals beat the White Sox 4-3. Other games on top tonight, the Yankees and the Rays tonight. The Rangers and the Athletics and the Giants and the Diamondbacks tonight. And then we got the hockey tonight. You've got the going against the Carolina Hurricanes. The Devils lead them 3-1. That one name over. And the Seattle Kraken, are tied 2-2 with the Dallas Stars, and that game is at 9:30 tonight. That should be kind of fun to watch. And then the two big games in the NBA tonight, the Boston Celtics go into Philadelphia, down 3-2. They're 2-point favorites. I think Boston may hold on. You know what? It over. This one name over. And then you got the Denver Nuggets going into Phoenix tonight. And I really don't like the way they've been treating Aubameyang and Boy Aiden. I don't like how they've been acting, trying to, you know, question his heart, question his ability. But unfortunately, this one name over tonight too. I think this series is going to wrap up. I really would like to see Phoenix win tonight to take this to 7 games. Just so that they have to play one more game than my Lakers when we end this with Golden State tomorrow. And then we move on. Dexter. Lakers done if AD don't come back. You saw the hit. Yes, elbow. Concussion? No concussion. That was ruled out. We can only win if the brow came back. And I agree. I don't agree. I believe the Lakers could beat at home. At home. Can beat Golden State without AD tomorrow night. As much as I hate to say it, that fellow who I don't like naming, who I don't like to call, he'll have to step his game all the way up. All the way up and stop hitting bricks. Stop hitting them 3-point bricks. Make them count. And I think it's been a good game from everybody. Reeves participating, D'Lo participating, Schroeder participating. If he can't play tomorrow, I really believe in the heart of hearts that the Lakers will beat Golden State tomorrow. Now, whether they can beat it twice, it's better if the Golden State beat them tomorrow and they have to go game 7 and hand up, they'll be in problems. And I ain't scared to say that. You see, some people who I know who ain't calling me back would hate to know that the Heat may get sent home. Very soon. Or may have to go 7 games to hold on. So that's, you know. But if you want to call back, I'll welcome that. We're going to take a break. When we come back, We'll talk some more sports, and we'll see what's happening.
Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a... I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Hazelnut meets mocha with the new Dunkin' Hazelnut Mocha Signature Latte. Savor the delicious coffee combination of smooth, rich espresso with silky chocolate and toasted hazelnut flavors. All topped with whipped cream, decadent mocha drizzle, and hot chocolate powder. Available hot or iced, the Dunkin' Mocha Latte is the perfect pick-me-up at any time of day. So why wait? Head to your favorite Dunkin' and enjoy the Dunkin' Hazelnut Mocha taste sensation today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
We want local government. We want local government.
Shed a
love. We want local government.
We are called for local government.
Sign the petition and find out more information at risebahamas.net.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We pay. Don't mind the night in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you
play Island Games,
we put in Bahamian's voice, guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances, so come on in today at Johns, where we put fashion at your feet.
And we're back, Talking Heads. Last segment here. For that text who asked, I had to make a quick check on Bleacher. Apparently, AD is available for Friday, barring any setback. They ruled out a concussion. So I hope he's going to be okay. We need him. Only way to win. This is an interesting development. DeAndre Ayton will miss tonight's game versus the Nugget win. Rib contusion. So that's interesting. Name over there. I want my name over, but without him. They need him. They need him. They need him in the game. Where they only giving them 10 points and 8 rebounds, they need him. And they need him actually to come in and step his game up. So step his game up and give Phoenix at least a chance. But, you know, I don't have no love for KD. So, you know, I look at him like I look at the fellow who played for me. Chasing titles, going from team to team to try to win the title. See, what I like with Kobe, he came there from day one and didn't leave. Retired a Laker. Magic came there, retired a Laker. That's what you want. That's what you have. And you have these fellas come there, and then they feel like they look at the team. Oh, we can be in third, fourth, we ain't gonna win nothing. They run somewhere else, try to go get it. But you ain't gonna get it this year, sorry. You ain't gonna get it this year. I don't know about next year, but we can write about this year. So, he got a rib contusion. He's out. Will Boston find a way to beat the Sixers? I don't understand what kind of Boston. Boston, I picked Boston really to be in the NBA Finals. I picked Boston to. I really thought they had a very good chance to win the title this year with that team they got. But they always find a way to fall up. They find a way to get beat. They find a way to lose. They find a way to give it away. And you know, the MVP is playing up to par. The Baird is starting to shoot. And the Baird, you know, the Baird ain't what he used to be. But he's giving them a couple of points here and he's giving them a couple of to hold on. And that big shot that night. Big, big shot. So, you know, that could happen again tonight. And then Boston will be home with their feelings hurt and everything like that. Mad. Every these Boston Celtics fans here. I don't know if any of them here. They may still be here. Will be all vexed and think that they get beat. And I'll be happy. That means they stay with the 17 titles. And they won't get number 18. So when we hear beat up on Golden State, beat up on Denver, wait for Philly to come there, send Philly home. You ain't getting no four. Send Philly home and win number 18, then people can be vexed. And I'll be the happiest man. This caller, this is the same caller now telling me the Lakers coming and he can say Kobe the man. Of course, we know that. We know that Kobe is the man. What's happening in baseball? What's been happening? Judge is back. Has he been doing anything for the Yankees? Mr. Evans, has your team been, your man, your business been doing anything for your team? Baseball, a lot of people thinking May baseball too early right now. Too early. Oh, baseball is too early to be talking baseball. Much too. No. This is where certain teams are starting to, like, how the Dodgers have gone through a remake. In terms of you losing Cody Bellinger, you losing Justin Turner, you lose Trey Turner, so you know, and then you let Gavin Lux out hurt. So you got four players from last year's team gone. Not talking about the one or two other side players. So you bring in two rookies. You got a rookie in center field named Vargas. You bring in the fellow who's supposed to be Gavin Lux's backup. He's now the starting shortstop in Rojas. And they're winning. Pitching is coming along. Kershaw pitched a gem yesterday. Dustin Mays pitching. Urias ain't up to par yet, but he's holding on. So they're getting there. You look at teams like today. I was very impressed with Minnesota. Minnesota put a good game together to beat the San Diego Padres today. So you're starting to see teams like that looking all right. And then there's Naughty's Yankees. Can't buy a good win. Or did they win yesterday? They can't buy a win. Getting beat upon, losing games. And I think they lost plenty of the Liberty. They won yesterday. I can't knock them. They won 11-3 yesterday. They beat up on Oakland. I remember that. I made a comment on that. And then you got them playing. They're off tonight, or are they? Yeah, they're off tonight. Tampa Bay comes into New York tonight, 7:05. The first play Tampa Bay Rays coming to New York tonight. So with New York in last place now, that's going to be very interesting to see. It's going to be quite interesting. Let's see what this text has to say here. I said we cannot win without AD. How my Mets did. I agree with you saying we cannot win without AD. I'm telling you, I believe that we can. Now, your Mets got shut out today. 5-0 by the Cincinnati Reds. Okay, you got shellacked. Singer, the Japanese player that I want to come, who's supposed to be the sensation. He got rocked today, gave 8 hits and 5 earned runs. He had 7 Ks, though. He's 4-2. Singer's going to be a great pitcher for your Mets later on in the season if he gets acclimatized to the United States, coming from the Japanese league and all that. But because he pitched really well in the baseball classic, I think he handcuffed the United States in the baseball classic. So you guys lost 5-0. Sorry to hear that. Like I said, the Twins beat up on the Padres and the Royals beat up on the Chicago White Sox. The Yankees, like I said, the Yankees got, they're throwing Jermaine tonight against Rasmussen. They got Tampa Bay tonight, which is going to be Tampa Bay's first, Yankees in fifth, Tampa Bay 29-9, Yankees 21-7. Tampa Bay's team that jump on at 16 first minutes. So what they've been doing since then, not too good. One more like 13-9 in the last couple of weeks. Judd is in the lineup tonight? Sure is. He is batting second tonight, playing right field. So that's going to be quite interesting to see. No Dodger game tonight. We are getting ready for the Padres coming into LA tomorrow night for a 3-game series. We're going to have to school them kids and let them know it's still a Los Angeles, still owns the National League West. See who else playing tonight in baseball. I said, the Yankees and the Rangers and the Athletics tonight at 9:40. You got the Giants and the Arizona Diamondbacks at 9:40. as well. And that's all the games on tap for tonight. Of course, you get the Celtics and the Sixers at 7:30 and the Nuggets and the Suns at 10 o'clock. I think those games tonight are on ESPN. They're on ESPN. So, you know, who got cable and been missing the TNT games, you'll be able to watch it on 709 on ESPN. So that'll be something nice. Then you get the NHL, the Devils, and the Hurricanes tonight, and the Kraken and the Dallas Stars tonight. They had some interesting soccer today in the Europa League. Juventus beat Sevilla tied with them 1-1, and Bayern Leverkusen was shut out by Roma 1-0 today. Are we having a final 10 today? No final 10, so I'll be the final 10. Oh, missed you, you call. You ain't called back because I had something waiting for you, and I'll save that for you for tomorrow. I won't lay that on you today. I'll save that for you tomorrow. We'll talk about that tomorrow. What else is happening in the NFL today? Any big thing, any big signings today? Anybody made any noise about anything today? I'm trying to remember if I saw anything earlier today in the NFL right up to now, because I'm just right now, NBA is what's happening right now. NBA is one that's making the noise. NBA is showing what's going on. Let's see what's happening tonight. Tonight at 8 o'clock. Now, see, I could do this because I don't really care who those two games. I can switch off. The NFL schedule is going to be released tonight. I know that one thing I know about in week 9, the Dolphins will be playing the Kansas City Chiefs in Germany. That game was supposed to be in Kansas City. Tyreek Hill was already getting them, talking about how he can burn his old team and he can run through them and all that. But I know that much that game is going to be in Germany. They're going to have two games in Germany. They're going to, I think, two games. So it's going to be kind of fun to get up early in the morning to watch that. And I'd be excited to see. That'll be a real test. It'll be by week 9. Some people are saying, why the Dolphins? People thought maybe the Dolphins would be playing the Chiefs in week 1. And for a big thing. But no, I think week 9, that'll be a good test for the Dolphins at the time. We'll see where they are. They should be 9-0, maybe 8-1. Or if there's a break, maybe 7-1. And then we'll be able to tell just how good that'll be, a good measuring stick in Germany. It's a neutral site, which makes it better. It's not a home game for the Chiefs. I love it. I'm loving it. Say, the text up. You like how Joe Buck leave Fox and gone to ESPN? I don't like him calling Monday Night. I mix on that. I'm not a big Joe Buck fan. I think Naughty may like him. I'm not sure. I'm not a big Joe Buck fan. So it's going to be ESPN is dominating sports. In very short order, probably all the games will be between ESPN and ABC. Because you got ESPN Main, ESPN 2, ESPN 3, ESPN College. And ESPN Deportes, they got ESPN International. They have grown, and I remember when they first started, it was just the plain ESPN with Chris Berman. They've really developed the production of sports news, sports production, putting games on, and they're the yardstick for it all. The rest of that's falling behind them. Every time you look, there's a big game on ESPN. ABC owns them, so. That's going to be quite interesting to be watching. Joe Buck at ESPN. Call up. Let's keep our eyes on them and see how that go. It's been a long, fun day. I'm excited about seeing who the Dolphins will be playing, when the Dolphins are playing Dallas, where we'll be playing Dallas this year. Are we going to the game? I see Jason Jackson Smith, Ningba. He's the second first round pick for with the Seattle Seahawks. He signed his rookie contract today. That's pretty cool. I see the Patriots gonna honor Brady later on in the season for the season opener. They're gonna bring him in to honor him. That's cool. The Washington Commanders and the Cowboys will play Thanksgiving. That's gonna be cool to see. Rodgers, Jets football. Aaron Rodgers, New York Jets will host the Buffalo Bills on September 11th on Monday Night Football. Boy, listen, the NFL, I keep saying this, the NFL are the epitome of marketing, sports marketing. They keep you engaged from January to December, from December to December. There's always something going on. The scheduling is perfect. They said this year is going to be like a playoff game. It's going to be some game that can feel like a playoff game every week. It's going to be a lot of parity. You have the big guns playing each other. It's going to be a great season. I can't wait for football to start. I can't wait. Once my Dodgers win the World Series, then right after getting to watch my Dolphins move on and play, I can't wait. This is going to be super, super fun. See, Mr. Dexter. Nah, see, you corrected me. Yes, ABC owns ESPN, Disney own all of them. Yes, you know, I know that. I do apologize for not being very specific that the Disney company owns ABC. And originally it was ABC bought ESPN and then Disney bought ABC. That's how it worked or something like that. But anyway, it's apples and oranges. Disney own them all. ABC and ESPN have gotten together and doing some wonderful things. That's the show for tonight, ladies and gentlemen. It's been fun hanging in here for 2 hours again yesterday and today. Naughty, please don't show up to my 2 o'clock in the day. Tell me I have to do the show at 4. I had a good time. Looking forward to the games tonight. Looking forward to see who the NFL schedule. Looking forward to seeing Phoenix get sent home tonight. It's been real. We're talking heads with Naughty. We'll see you another time. We'll be back tomorrow with Naughty at 5 o'clock. Thanks to the sponsors. Thanks for all the callers. Thanks for our guests. It's been a great day. Take care, everybody. If you can't be safe, be good at it.
The 6th edition of the Bahamas Games are on the way. July 7th through the 15th. Get ready for inter-island sporting competition in the spirit of unity and camaraderie. Which island is gonna win? It's the Bahamas Games. Our nation, our talent, our games. And look out for the B Games crew coming to your island soon. For more information, call 809-1242 or visit thebahamasgames.org.
Tired of paying too many bills and loan payments each month?
Shrink your monthly debt payments down to one easy payment with our debt consolidation loan.
It also has a built-in savings that pays you 5% interest.
Inquire about our debt consolidation loans today.
Call 356-7764.
Refined style with elegant taste. Then Fine Threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then Fine Threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then Fine Threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
From the fried chicken experts, creators of the Kentucky Chicken Sandwich, comes a whole new way to enjoy barbecue. The KFC Crispy Barbecue Sandwich features a 100% premium white meat Kentucky Fried Chicken filet stacked with bacon, cheddar cheese, crispy fried onions, and barbecue sauce on a toasted, buttery brioche bun. The new KFC Barbecue Crispy Sandwich is available only for a limited time. Try one today and enjoy a whole new level of flavor. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.